Well, did he live on Chester's Island too?
Yeah. Yeah.
How has that piece of land been in the family for a long time?
How did you say that?
I said, has that piece of land been in your family for a long time?
Oh,
the
yes.
Island?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ever since before I could remember.
Uh-huh. Now I'll ask you some questions about your wife. Where was she born?
She was born in Chilton County.
In Folkestone?
Trader's Hill.
Trader's Hill, it's called? And how old is she?
Who?
Your wife.
I don't ever have to ask her.
Okay. And do you go to the Primitive Baptist Church?
Sometimes, or Baptist, whichever one comes up. I don't belong to no special one either, but so.
Okay. And have you ever had a job?
Yeah.
What have you done?
I worked at restaurants as a waitress, and I worked at a chenille factory. And I have worked as in a store, a grocery store.
And did you go to school in Chilton County?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the name of the school you went to?
It might have been close. Well, when I was real small, I went out to the little Trader's Hill school out there they had, but then they consolidated it to Folkestone, and I went about half a year in the 10th grade, and that's all.
And are most of your people from Chilton County? Now, what do you call this time of day? It's not morning, but it's
afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Sunrise.
Okay. And what do you call it when it disappears?
Sunset.
If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is?
Breaking off.
Clear.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to do, Carter. I'd call it, if it's real hard, I'd call it kind of a downpour.
Okay, fine. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Well, most of it is called metal board.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
I don't believe I can get that. I don't know what to call them.
You know what I'm talking about? When you lay a fire, and those iron things that you...
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen them.
But you can't think of what you...
We never did use them.
Okay. What would you call them?
Fire irons, or fire dogs, or hand grinds, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
What did you all use, Mr. Chestnut? Did you use anything?
Some bricks, or a piece of... We have had a piece of railroad iron, you know.
That's what we got at home.
Uh-huh. What do you call the small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Blazing splinters.
What kind of splinters?
Blazing splinters.
Blazing splinters. Okay.
There's some of them so fat that you can catch a match to it, and it just like there's oil on it.
Well, what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers? Or are those the blazing splinters?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lightwood. They call it lighter wood, but it's so light with knots.
Uh-huh. Well, now, is there a difference between the lighter and the splinters?
No, some of it's real fat.